George Williams is a constitutional law expert at the University of New South Wales, and he provided a legal opinion to the ACT government recommending some rewording of the bill to give it a better chance of withstanding a High Court challenge by the federal government. George Williams, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
So you thought this bill needed to be reworded to make it more likely to withstand a High Court challenge. Why and how?
Well, I think the starting point is I've always thought it had reasonable prospects of surviving in the High Court, but I thought more could be done to mitigate the risk that it might be struck down on grounds that go to the drafting. And so in particular, what I was interested in the ACT doing was following the approach that Tasmania and New South Wales have taken with their bills, and that is to set up a separate ACT form of same-sex marriage. It's a technical legal change, but it's one that people such as myself or Brett Walker and his advice has suggested could maximise the chances of surviving in the High Court.
And has the government taken your advice?
Look, they've got part of the way, and in fact, the amendments they've proposed, I think, are good. They've made some significant advances towards that goal. But look, I couldn't say they've gone all the way there. They've essentially made a judgment call that their own legal advice is they think they've done enough. They're confident about the outcome. I personally hope they're right, but certainly from my point of view, I would have liked to have seen them do a little bit more to maximise the chances of success.
They have renamed the bill from the Marriage Equality Bill to the Marriage Equality Same-Sex Bill. Why was that important?
Well, what it comes down to is the original approach in the ACT bill was essentially to allow people to marry who just aren't covered by federal law. So it was derivative upon federal law. It was filling in the gap. And that extended not just to same-sex people, but intersex, transgender people. And the advice that I and others put to them was that when you base it on the Federal Marriage Act in that way, in that derivative way, it increases the chances of it being inconsistent. You need to do it separately, independently. And as a result, you need to set up your own special form of same-sex marriage. And that's now reflected in the title. And that's one of the good things that I think these amendments are bringing about.
So, in fact, rather than the court deciding that the Commonwealth marriage power is only for heterosexual marriage, it can decide that. And then it can look at the ACT thing and they're saying, well, they're dealing with same-sex marriage. That's a different thing. They can go ahead and do that.
Well, that's essentially the argument, that we know the ACT has the power to do this. In a federation, the states and the territories as well, the Commonwealth can pass laws on this. It's a shared responsibility. The only question is one of inconsistency. You can avoid most forms of inconsistency by just making sure there's no possible interaction between the laws. It's impossible to be married under both laws at the same time, and they've certainly covered that. But there's also other forms of inconsistency, more indirect, that maybe the Commonwealth covers the whole field and there's not much room for the ACT. And if that's the case, you want to get out of the field and make sure you're doing something very different to what the Commonwealth is doing. And if they follow that approach, then the advice of Brett Walker last week, who's I think one of Australia's leading High Court barristers, was he felt a law in that form, whether it be in Tasmania, New South Wales or the ACT, would in his view be constitutional.
Okay, we've not got long before the news, but the Abbott government is challenging it in the High Court. It thinks the ACT law will be inconsistent with federal law. Rather than ask you how you think the High Court will rule, what happens if the High Court allows the ACT Marriage Act to stand? If people are married then under that Act, is their marriage valid wherever they are in Australia?
It would certainly not be recognised out of the ACT, and that's because it would require legislation in other jurisdictions to give that recognition. You'd have an ACT marriage, and it's a bit like what's happened for a long time in the United States. We've got state-based same-sex marriages. And what that does illustrate is that the move here at the state and territory level will not get us to marriage equality. It's a big step towards it. But ultimately, you do need either all of the states and territories legislating for mutual recognition or a national law to bring full marriage equality about.
And just very briefly, if they are married and the law's overturned, what happens then?
Well, I think there's a real chance the High Court will give an injunction, meaning that people won't get to marry before the bill is challenged. But if that injunction is not given or not sought, then if the bill is found to be inoperative, then those marriages would also be inoperative.
Okay.
And obviously that would be, you know, a significant social cost.
George Williams, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
George Williams, Professor of Law at UNSW.